Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Kristen Rivet. She is a published author and poet, as well as a product leader in the sports entertainment field. Kristen, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, Christopher, for having me. Great to be here. Hi, everybody.
So let's just talk about first your poetry and writing, because I love writing. I think writing is literally the closest you can get to immortality, because when we are all gone, we will have our writing and your readers can read about you. So I'm curious, when did you first start realizing that writing for you was something that you thought was important and you wanted to share your message with the world?
I've been writing since I was 12 years old. I've had journals my whole life. It's always been my way of getting in touch with my thoughts and my feelings. And when I was about 22, I picked up the pen again after years of not throughout college. I kind of silenced myself. And then around 24 was when I started writing my poetry book, This Will Set Me Free. And I've always truly enjoyed writing, but sometimes I don't do it because with writing comes a lot of self-awareness and it's not always easy to see what comes out, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And what do you feel it allows you to do? Because ultimately that self-awareness and that revealing yourself is very helpful to understand some of the past pain, which allows us to be a better person and a more mature person in the future.
Absolutely. Writing is an extremely vulnerable thing. And my book really is about being vulnerable, and I seek to be uninhibited and vibrant in this black and white world that we live in, especially a black and white world that tends to silence anyone willing to challenge the status quo and ask hard questions. And that's been me my entire life. And this book was really about being in a lot of pain and being broken at, you know, the lowest point of my life. I had a kind of a rocky upbringing, and I think one of the constant themes of my life is chaos, and I've been able to find clarity through creating out of that chaos, and that's kind of what led to this book. And the reason I published this book is because I wanted to help other people. So on the back cover it says, you know, it ends with, I know how it feels to have absolutely no one who truly understands when you need someone the most. So through like vulnerability, through these poems and poetry, I'm just hoping that at least it would help one person who's going through similar things come out on the other side of their pain, or at least to feel less alone in their pain.
And that's great. Again, so many of us are our worst critics, but when you do have that intention and really just managing expectations, where as long as you have one person that has read your book and perhaps has been inspired, it really is worth it. So when did you release your book, and what was some of the feedback that you've gotten from people who have read your book?
Yeah, so the book was published in September of 2017, and I wasn't really sure what was going to happen. It all happened really quickly, and I was writing and was pulling this all together. I was on the floor of my apartment in Mar Vista in Los Angeles, just really down and really depressed, and I pulled all these pieces together, all these poems in my notepad, and I was like, wow, there's a story here. And I saw that that story goes from being broken and from there being in chaos because you're trying to understand it. And then the revolution hit, where after I dealt with all these pain and demons and heartbreak, I started to get my power back. I started to feel more empowered. And then it led to rebirth, which is the last chapter. And that's really about owning your story and, you know, loving who you are and coming out on the other side of that darkness. And it's called This Will Set Me Free because I thought if I allowed my authentic voice time to share what was going on inside of me, I would free myself, just to find that freedom is actually a lifelong journey and I was in over my head. We all, you know, tend to shackle ourselves and don't live up to our full potential. And that was kind of my way of getting in touch and initiating that next stepping stone to owning who, all that I am, instead of being afraid of it or being ashamed of it.
Yeah. And what were some of the responses you got from your readers?
So with that being said, there was multiple different types of responses. Some were, you know, this is rhythmic and really, it's like poetry, but music at the same time. It's, you know, a friend to individuals who, you know, need that comfort, you know, getting inside of their emotional depths. And other reactions were more so, oh, this needs a trigger warning, which is great feedback. But, you know, one of the authors that I know, she had left some feedback on Amazon saying some really solid advice, but along that was, this definitely needs a trigger warning. You know, Kristen talks about sexual assault. She talks about, you know, eating disorders. She talks about all these things that some people might not necessarily be comfortable with. But overall, the responses that I did receive were overall pretty positive, which was encouraging because this was my first time putting myself out there like that.
Yeah. And are you happy that you did it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I hope our listeners take you as an example, as a role model, because like I said, all of us have this gift. All of us have this story. Hence, this whole podcast is called the Gifters Podcast. I really believe that your story, Kristen, is gift to the world. And I want our listeners also to know, like what you just said, you had a lot of chaos in your past, but then through this chaos, through writing down this chaos, you're able to gain more clarity. And also, as you said, it is a life journey, but ultimately, as long as you become more and more clear on who you are, you'll be able to really serve other people so that they know who they are as well. But by leading by example, it's really important. So thank you for sharing that story and sharing your book. And relative to your product world, how did you get into that world of being a product leader?
Yeah, so in product management, especially in technology and sports, and there's been a, for those who don't know what product management really is, it's defining problems at a large scale for a business and then ideating and coming up with solutions to not only help the business succeed, but the actual consumers of those products thrive and, you know, come back and want to be a part of whatever you're creating. And product management for me, I didn't know what that was in college. I have a criminology degree from Florida State. I had no idea what I was going to do with my life. I packed up a car and moved out to LA from Florida and just took a chance. And I started at a startup company, venture backed, and I started in customer service. And in customer service, I really heard the users of our product and what their pain points were. And I started to, you know, combine all of those, and I was starting to get concerned why they're not being addressed. And so that's kind of how I got into product management. And it's been a really interesting journey because I did just publish a book around that time, and I had imposter syndrome, like, how can I be a poet and how can I also be a woman in tech? It's really confusing. And I started to doubt myself, and I had to learn to cheer for myself and to build myself up, because at the end of the day, all you have is really you. And product has taught me that asking questions is essential. When I grew up, I was afraid to ask questions. I was afraid to rock the boat, but I was always really curious. I always wanted to understand and know more. And that's kind of what product management has given me, is allowed to really ask the hard questions and to create and make an impact out of, you know, pain points and turn those into opportunities.
No, that's great. And again, you've worked at a number of companies on products, and frankly, all of us are products, whether we're a speaker, a coach, a book author, a company that has a service. So what is one thing that you've gleaned from being a product leader in terms of just like an overall theme that all of us as business owners, at least the vast majority of our guests are business owners, what's one thing that as a product leader that you've learned about? How do you build a good sustainable product that customers love and want more of?
There's one thing that comes in my head is fail fast. You're going to fail. You're not always going to succeed. You have to learn that there's going to be those ups and downs, especially in business, especially in creating. And you have to be okay at it and take the punches and learn from it. So creating products, I've failed many times. And all you can do is pick yourself back up and learn from that and do better the next time. And really, as a product manager, it's your role, and it's essential to be your team's biggest cheerleader. You know, as a product manager, you are nobody without your team. So you're working constantly with engineers, with designers, with, you know, your business key stakeholders, and you got to be the number one cheerleader for your team and build them up and boost them up and block them from, you know, feeling those outside impediments and making sure that they have everything that they need to bring that product to fruition and to create for other people.
That's great. That's great advice, Kristen. Thank you so much for being on our podcast. How can our guests stay in touch with you and connect with you?
So you can find me on my website. It's KristinMichelleElizabeth.com, KristinMichelleElizabeth, and then Elizabeth, Elizabeth.com. Kristen and Michelle Elizabeth, Michelle and Elizabeth are only two middle names, so that's what I also go by writing. And you can connect with me on there. There's link outs to my social medias, and I would love to hear from you. This is great, Christopher. Thank you so much for having me on here.
Thanks, Kristen. Have a great day.
You as well.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to ChristopherKai.com to learn more.